We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
Hi, I'm Maggie.
Hey, I'm Carolyn.
Hi, I'm Morgan.
Hi there, I'm Alexa.
Hi, I'm Becca.
I'm Nadia.
Hey, I'm Hallie.
Hi, I'm Gwenny. And here's Karen.
Hello, everybody. Today, we're talking about storms. The wise and foolish builders faced a storm. What happened to the house of the foolish builder?
Crashing down.
And where did the wise man build his house?
On the rock.
His house upon the rock. The wise man built his house upon the rock. The wise man built his house upon the rock. His house upon the rock. And the rains came, the streams rose, and the wind blew and beat upon that house. And the rains came, the streams rose, and the wind blew and beat upon that house. So his house did not fall down. The foolish man built his house upon the sand. The foolish man built his house upon the sand. The foolish man built his house upon the sand. His house upon the sand. And the rains came, the streams rose, and the wind on that house. And the rains came, the streams rose, and the wind blew and beat upon that house. But the man was foolish, so his house came crashing down. The wise man built his house upon the rock. The wise man built his house upon the rock. The wise man built his house upon the rock. His house upon the rock. And the rains came, the streams rose, and the wind blew and beat upon that house. And the rains came, the streams rose, and the wind blew and beat upon that house. The man was wise, so his house did not fall down.
Rains came and the winds blew, flooding damaged houses. This sounds just like the hurricane we experienced in Maryland last year, Hurricane Isabel. Were you afraid during the storm?
Yeah.
What was so scary about the storm, Hallie?
Well, if the wind blew really hard, maybe a tree could come crashing down.
Okay.
One thing, me and my father had to go outside to fix a hole on the side of our house, and I was really scared.
So it's very scary. Yeah, Nadia.
A tree fell down in my backyard, and it was like it fell in like the only place where it wouldn't do any damage to the house, and it shook the whole house, and it was really scary. And then another branch fell down, and it fell on the fence, so it killed the fence. But yeah,
you were
and
safe,
then,
so that was God's protection that night,
but
wasn't it?
But then another a neighbor, a tree fell through their house.
Mm. Was anyone hurt?
I don't think so, but It fell like right through the house.
Well, we had lots of warnings, though, about the storm, didn't we?
Yeah.
The news told us how to prepare or gave us suggestions. What kind of things did you do to prepare for the storm, Maggie?
We got flashlights and batteries.
Yeah, and all of a sudden it was hard to find flashlights in the store. Everybody had that idea. Everybody bought flashlights. Yeah, Carolyn.
We got a lot of things that didn't have to be refrigerated.
Good idea, because you did lose your power, didn't you? How many days did you lose your power?
like 5 days.
Yeah. What do you do when you don't have power for 5 days?
Oh, we've been going over to my grandma's house and getting like showers there, and we've been eating there.
Okay. Is this going to make you appreciate electricity more, though?
Yeah.
When you turn a light switch on next time, are you going to think differently?
Yeah.
I think you will. Yeah. So what else did you have to do to prepare for this storm? Yeah.
Like a portable radio with batteries.
Sure. Okay. And Alexa?
An extra supply of drinking water.
That's very important, isn't it? Because sometimes when we lose our electricity, we can't get water, or sometimes our water is contaminated. That's a good point, too.
You could pray and stuff.
Like, why is prayer so important?
Because you're talking to Jesus and telling him to, like, help you to, like, not get hurt at the storm and stuff.
You are right, Gwenny. In any storm in our life, we can always pray. Like when Jonah called out to God inside that big fish.
Everything, God hears everything. You can't run away.
God knows everything. God has called, so trust him and obey.
Oh, Jonah, Jonah, what you gonna do?
Jonah, Jonah, what you gonna do?
Tossed in the ocean, a fish swallowed you.
Tossed in the ocean, a fish swallowed you.
Hey, Jonah.
Hey, Jonah.
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 Oh, Jonah.
Let's read from God's Word, from the book of Luke. Jesus and his disciples were caught in a storm. Let's see the lesson that our Lord taught that day.
One day Jesus said to his disciples, "Let's go over to the other side of the lake."
So they got into a boat and set out.
As they sailed, he fell asleep.
A squall came down on the lake.
Now a squall is a big gust of wind.
So that the boat was being swamped. And they were in great danger.
The disciples went and woke him, saying,
"Master, Master, we're going to drown."
He got up and rebuked the wind and the raging waters. The storm subsided and all was calm.
"Where's your faith?" he asked his disciples.
In fear and amazement, they asked one another,
"Who is this? He commands even the winds and the water, and they obey him."
How do you think you would have felt if you were in the boat and Jesus was asleep, Maggie?
Probably.
Would you have done the same thing, you think?
Right now, I'd probably say that I wouldn't, but if it really happened, I probably would.
That is a very, very good point. Because when we're all faced with times in our lives when we really need to trust, sometimes it's not as easy as when you look back on it.
The disciples really didn't understand that Jesus had control over everything.
They didn't trust him to take care of them.
They had just seen him do amazing miracles.
Healing people.
Driving out demons.
Turning water into wine.
They quickly forgot that Jesus was right there in the boat with them, and he would keep them safe.
Jesus was resting, but he was very aware of what was going on.
How about different kinds of storms? Not the storms that we see with weather, but the struggles that we have in our life. Have you ever thought of those struggles as being storms? Give me some examples of some things that have been really, really hard for you. Morgan.
When my grandfather died.
I remember that. That is very, very hard to say goodbye to someone you love. But we know what?
He's in heaven.
That's right, yeah. How about you, Alexa?
Like problems with your friends where you feel like really nobody's there except Jesus.
Probably illness and temptation, because we're at that age where there's a lot of temptation, like drugs and smoking and stuff like that.
It's really, really
it is
tough,
out there.
Yeah, it's a tough world that we live in, that you guys are growing up in these days. That's a good point, yeah. Gwenny?
One, my nanny died.
Oh, your grandmother was so wonderful.
My nanny was so special to me because she loved Hey Arnold, and she used to go, and we do too, and she used to go like, Gwenny, Jake, Hey Arnold's on, and she used to watch it with us.
Isn't that nice? And they're very, very special memories that you'll always have. Becca.
I just had my tonsils out, and it really hurt, and I couldn't swallow ice cream.
That's pretty bad,
just
isn't
put
it?
Put it that way.
Yeah.
And it really felt good, though, to know that I had friends out there who were praying for me, and I was getting all these cards, and I really felt people were caring for me.
Isn't that nice? Yeah, and you know, it is hard to handle storms. And just like preparing for a hurricane, we have to be prepared for the storms of life that come our way. How can we be prepared? Becca.
The best way to be prepared for whatever comes our way is to grow closer to the Lord.
Okay.
Just like the disciples who were in the boat that day with Jesus.
Jesus is always with us in our times and troubles and needs.
When we read the Bible, we can learn about his miracles.
They are there for us too.
When we read the Bible, we can see his amazing power.
It's there for us too.
God uses our storms to teach us.
He gives us the strength to be able to handle whatever comes our way.
With God, all things are possible.
Psalm 107 says, Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble.
And he brought them out of their distress.
He stilled the storm to a whisper.
The waves of the sea were hushed.
They were glad when it grew calm.
And he guided them to their desired haven.
Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for men.
Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Let the people sing and let the heavens ring. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord.
Anywhere, you can always turn to the Lord in prayer.
Thank him.
Praise him.
Ask him for help.
Let's pray. Dear Father, we know that you are in control of everything. Thank you for your Son, Jesus. He is our friend, our teacher, our Savior. As we face difficult storms in our lives, Jesus will be with us. We don't have to be afraid, for he is always with us. Loving us and guiding us, we put our faith in him. We put our trust in him. In his holy name we pray, amen.
Thanks for joining us today. Would you like to contact us? Here's our number, 1-800-527-5522. And our address is Karen and Kids, Post Office Box 168, Timonium, Maryland, 21094.
If you want to contact us online, here's our email address, karen@karenandkids.com.
And remember,
everyone will experience storms in their lives.
Are you prepared?
If you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior,
Jesus will always be with you to help you,
to bring you comfort when you are troubled or afraid or feeling sad.
He will always be with you, no matter what.
See you next time!
Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.